哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，May peace belong to all of the brothers and sisters。
啊，很高兴有这么样一个机会，跟我们弟兄姐妹在这里聚集来敬拜神。
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to worship the Lord together here with you。
啊，早上小弟想用以心灵与诚实的敬拜与侍奉来跟我们相互的学习。
And this morning, I use this topic to serve and worship in spirit and in truth and in spirit.
我们来看约翰福音。
Turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音的第四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 4.
约翰福音四章二十三节。
John, chapter 4, verse 23.
二十三节时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。二十四节
Verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。这是主耶稣在跟这个撒玛利亚妇人谈到的时候告诉撒玛利亚妇人的一段话。
This is a passage of words Lord Jesus Christ sharedwith a Samaritan woman, while conversing with her about faith.
谈到对神敬拜当有的态度。
Telling her that this is the attitude, one should prepare to have when they come to worship God.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
充满万有，也充满我们的内心。
He fills this entire world also inside our heart.
所以我们对他的敬拜必须要用心灵跟诚实。才能够符合神的要求。
Therefore, as we come to worship, we have to use our spirit and in truth, only then will we fulfill the requirement of God.
不但是敬拜，我们的服事也是一样。
And not only in our worship, it is also the same as we serve.
如果不是出于心灵跟诚实的敬拜跟侍奉，没有办法蒙神的悦纳。
It is not out of the spirit and in truth,our service, our servitude towards God cannot be accepted.
我们早上用主耶稣跟这个律法师的一段对话来跟我们互相的分享。
And this morning, I'd like to use a conversation the Lord has with a scribe as our mutual encouragement.
来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音的第十章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音十章二十五节到三十七节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25-37.
十章二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25.
二十五节有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”二十六节。
26.
耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”二十七节
Verse 27.
他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”二十八节
28.
耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”二十九节
Verse 29.
那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”三十节
Verse 30.
耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。”三十一节。
31.
偶然有一个祭司从这一条路下来，看见他，就从那边过去了。三十二节。
32.
又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去了。三十三节
33.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。三十四节
34.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。三十五节
35.
第二天拿出两钱银子来交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。”三十六节
36.
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？三十七节
37.
他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”这一段记载有一个律法师来试探耶稣。
And here this expert of law he came to tempt Jesus.
问主耶稣说要做什么事情才可以承受永生。
He asked, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
既然是试探，那可见是不怀好意，是别有目的跟企图的。
Since he came to test, the Lord, that means he had other intentions.
主耶稣当然知道他心里的盘算是什么。
So of course, Lord Jesus Christ knows what he is thinking in his heart.
所以耶稣没有直接回答他。
So Jesus did not answer him directly.
反倒问他说啊，说律法上写的是什么？你念的怎么样？
And he asked him that what is written in the law and how do you read it?
结果这个律法师就自问自答起来了。
And therefore this expert of law, he asked the question and he answered himself.
你要尽心，要尽心，尽力，要尽意，爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍，如同自己。
That you need to love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and all your mind, and not your neighbor as yourself.
主耶稣见他回答的对，回答的好。
And so Jesus agreed that he answered correctly.
所以就对他说啊，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
So Jesus said, "You answer correctly. Do this, and you will live."
由此我们可以知道说，这个律法师他并不是不知道得永生的方法。
And so we see that this expert of law is not that he does not know the way to eternal life.
他问耶稣要怎么承受永生是别有企图跟目的。
He asked the Lord that what he should do to inherit life. That he had other intentions.
是出自于试探。
His intention was to test Jesus.
要看看耶稣到底有几把刷子啊。
To see if Lord Jesus Christ really knows what he says.
是不是只是唱高调而已。
Or that if he is just there proclaiming something that is hard to obtain.
小弟在想说这个律法是这样的一个心态。经常也普遍存在在我们每个人的心中。
And I thought that this kind of attitude of this expert of law may exist in our hearts on many occasions.
很多时候我们都会问一些问题。
Many times we like to ask questions.
基督徒可以做这个可不可以做那个？
As a Christian, can we do this or can we do that?
这个侍奉神的条件到底是什么？
And what are the requirements of us serving the Lord?
发生过什么事情的人是不是能够侍奉神？
And that if something happened to these people, they've done something, can these people serve God?
其实我们可能都知道答案了。
And in fact, all of us probably had an answer in heart.
我们心中也有一把尺啊。
And because in our heart we have our rulers.
我们知道什么样的人能够服侍神。
For we know and we judge what kind of people can serve God.
哪些事情对于基督徒是不太合适的。
And what other kinds of activities are inappropriate for a Christian?
是不符合圣徒的体统的。
It's not really according to the tradition of the saints.
那为什么我们又要提这样的问题？
So then why do we ask about these questions?
要问说，基督徒可不可以做这样，可不可以做那个？
We like to ask, can a Christian do this or that?
什么样的人能不能服侍神？
And that's what type of people can come to serve God.
比如说有没有圣灵？
For example, whether they have Holy Spirit.
犯过错的，回头的。
Or that they have committed something, a mistake, and now they're repentant.
诸如此类的事情啊。
And similar questions.
也经常会在我们的提问当中来问教会，问长职，甚至问其他的弟兄姐妹。
And often we'll try to raise these questions for our council members, pastors, or even our brothers and sisters.
其实我们真耶稣教会。
And in fact, in the True Jesus Church,
我们成立至今蒙圣灵的带领。
When we have established, we are led by the Holy Spirit.
以及长辈们的教导。
With the teaching from our elders,
我们拥有属灵的道统。
We have a spiritual tradition.
我们老早就知道什么是是，什么是非。
We already know what is right and what is wrong.
这也是为什么我们真教会有别于一般其他的基督教会的原因。
And this is why the True Jesus Church is quite different from the other churches.
这个唯一性是出自于对真理的坚持。
And this comes from our insistence on the truth.
所以我们真的不知道答案吗？
So do we ask these questions because we do not know?
还是我们跟这个律法师一样?
Or are we just like this expert of law?
我们是另有所图, 别有目的的。
We have other intentions of our question.
哦, 所以这个律法师试探耶稣。
So this expert of law came to test Jesus.
啊, 也是我们每一个弟兄姐妹, 每个基督徒, 要小心谨慎的。
This is also something we as the Christian, and as the believer and in God that we have to be careful about.
我们不知道真理吗?
Do we not know the truth?
如果我们知道,
if we do know,
为什么我们又要提出一些, 哦, 似是而非, 模棱两可, 来挑战真理?
Why do we then raise questions that are hard to and difficult to answer and to challenge the truth?
哦, 我们接下来看,
and let us continue.
哦, 在这个27节28节,
in verses 27 and 28,
哦, 主耶稣针对这个律法师, 啊, 所问的, 要怎么样才能承受永生?
And so toward this question that what should I do to inherit eternal life, Jesus has an answer.
耶稣没有直接的回答, 而是反问他。
Jesus didn't answer directly, and yet he asked him on the other hand.
哦, 等到这个律法师, 他自问自答。
And as this expert of law, he answered his own question.
哦, 要尽心, 尽性, 尽力, 尽意, 爱主你的神, 又要爱邻舍如同自己。
They need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
哦, 才可以承受永生。
And then you will be able to inherit eternal life.
哦, 这个答案不但是律法师讲的, 也是耶稣认可的。
This is not only spoken by the expert of law, it is also confirmed by Lord Jesus Christ.
哦, 针对这个进永生的, 哦, 这个条件, 诶, 我们来做进一步的思考。
And so with this requirements of inherit the eternal life, let us do a further study.
哦, 首先呢, 我们就这个顺序来看。
First of all, let us look at the order.
哦, 这里, 啊, 谈到, 哦, 要, 哦, 先谈到爱神。 然后再谈到爱人哦。
So first of all, it talks about loving God and then loving man.
哦, 先谈到说尽心, 尽性, 尽力, 尽力, 爱主你的神, 然后再谈到, 要爱邻舍如同自己啊。
So it first talks about we need to love our God with all our heart, our soul, our strength and mind, and then it talks about loving the neighbors as ourselves.
好, 所以就顺序来看, 先谈爱神, 再谈爱人。
So in the order of sequence, first of all, it is love God, then it is love man.
好, 那第二个, 我们从这个程度上来看,
and secondly, if we examine it from the level of love,
好, 爱人, 好, 如同自己,
to love your neighbor as yourself.
好, 但是爱神, 啊, 却是要尽己所能啊。
But in to love God, we had to exert everything.
哦, 甚至要胜过爱自己哦。
And even beyond loving ourselves.
我们来看路加福音的14章。
If we turn to Luke chapter 14.
14章的26节哦。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
26节。
Verse 26.
人到我这里来, 若不爱我, 胜过爱自己的父母, 妻子, 儿女, 弟兄, 姐妹, 和自己的性命, 就不能做我的门徒。 好, 在这里啊, 主耶稣说, 要做他的门徒啊, 必须要爱他, 胜过自己, 跟自己的一切。
And here it says to become the Lord's disciple, one has to love the Lord over himself and over all that he has.
哦, 所以就程度上来看,
therefore, in terms of the level of love,
爱人要如同自己,
to love man, we have to be like we love ourselves.
但是爱神却要胜过自己。
But to love God, we have to love him beyond ourselves.
哦, 今天我们很容易啊, 误解, 哦, 在这个约翰一书四章的20节跟21节那一段的经文。
Today, it is hard for us sometimes to mistaken the meaning in 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21.
哦, 那里, 啊, 这个约翰这么说,
there, the Apostle John, he said this.
哦, 说人若说, 我爱神, 却恨他的弟兄, 就是说谎话的, 哦, 不爱他所看见的弟兄, 就不能爱没有看见的神。 哦, 21节。
21.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。在这里啊，我们经常会把爱人跟爱神把它画上等号。
And here, often if we read this, we will draw an equal sign between loving God and loving man.
因为爱神的一定要爱弟兄啊。
Because those who love God, they will love the brothers and sisters.
所以爱神就等于爱人嘛。
Therefore, if you love man, then it equals loving God.
但是我们却忘了当中的顺序跟程度。
But we have neglect to remember the level of love and also the sequence of love.
没有错。爱人的爱神的你当要爱人。
It's true that those who love God will of course love man.
但是爱人这个爱人的是不是等于就在爱神呢？
But those of us who love man, does that equate loving God?
在马太福音的十六章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
我们来看一下。
Let's turn to this.
马太十六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 16.
十六章二十一节到二十三节
，verses 21 to 23。
二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。二十二节
，22。
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”二十三节
，23。
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦。”退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。在这里我们看到彼得他爱不爱耶稣啊
？And so we read this. Can we say that Peter does not love the Lord?
彼得他爱耶稣。
Of course, he loves the Lord dearly.
但是他的爱是止于人这个层面上的爱。
But his love only resides merely in the level of human love.
爱人。不等于爱神。
So to love man does not equate that we love God.
爱人的往往会体贴人。
To love man often we will have compassion on people.
体贴人往往有时候就不能够体贴神了。
And if we have compassion on the people of concern over people, then sometimes we cannot be concerned about God.
所以爱人有时候不等于爱神呢。
Therefore, sometimes to love men doesn't mean that we love God.
然后在程度上。
And so in terms of the level of love.
爱人如果能做到像爱自己一样就很不错了。
If we love others, we can love them to the point as we love ourselves, that is actually very good.
但是爱神往往却要胜过爱自己。
But to love God, we have to love God beyond loving ourselves.
才能够真正做到爱神。
Only then can we truly love God.
因为神要我们这样爱他。
Because God wants us to love him in such a way.
神也是用这样的爱来爱我们。
And God used this kind of love to love all of us.
圣经上记载着主耶稣在逾越节的晚上要跟门徒这个吃这个逾越节的晚餐。
Because the Bible records as Jesus Christ was having the Passover feast with the disciples.
圣经说耶稣爱属乎他的人，就爱他们到底。
The Bible says that since he loved those who belong to him, he loved them to the end.
什么叫做爱到底
？What is called loving to the end？
就是没有保留。
That is without any reservations.
完全的牺牲跟奉献。
A complete sacrifice giving up.
耶稣就是用这样的爱来爱我们。
And the Lord Jesus Christ loved us with this kind of love.
在我们还是罪人的时候
，while we are still sinners,
他就已经爱我们了。
He has already loved us.
这种爱。是一种超越的爱。
This kind of love is a love that surpasses.
没有条件的爱。
It is a love without any conditions.
所以当他问当他复活之后问这个西门彼得
Therefore, as he resurrected, he asked Simon Peter.
你爱我比这些更深吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
因为主耶稣要把这个牧养羊群的重责大任托付给彼得。
For Jesus Christ was about to give this duty of Tending the sheep, this duty unto Peter.
彼得要在照管群羊、照管神的家的事情上来服侍神。
And Peter has to serve the Lord in terms of shepherding the entire flock of the house of God.
主耶稣没有问彼得说，你考试有没有100分呢、啊？
Jesus did not ask Peter, "Did you get 100% on the test?"
哦，或者是问彼得说，你家里的钱够不够啊？
Or that Peter, "Do you have enough money in your house?"
哦，你在公司是不是 CEO 啊？
Or that are you a CEO in your company?
你有没有 PhD 的学历啊？
Or that do you have any PhD degrees?
主耶稣没有问彼得这一些。
Jesus Christ did not ask Peter any of this.
而是三次问他说，你爱我吗？
Yet three times he asked him, "Do you love me?"
哦，那从这个原文，耶稣问彼得的这个字上面，我们也可以看出来。
And from the original text and how Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter, we can also see this.
哦，主耶稣前面两次问彼得，用神爱人那种无条件的圣爱来问彼得。
The first two loves that Lord Jesus Christ used was the agape love, how God loves men. Jesus Christ asked Peter in that fashion.
你能不能像我爱你们，为你们牺牲生命，没有条件的这种爱来爱我
？Can you love me just as I have loved you, with all of my sacrifice and without any condition in loving you？
哦，刚开始彼得听不懂。
And at first, Peter could not understand.
哦，他直接就回答说：“主啊，是的，我爱你呀。”
He answered right away, "Of course, Jesus, I love you."
哦，当第三次主耶稣降低标准。
And then the third time, as Lord, lowered the level of love.
哦，用这个朋友之间这个友爱来问彼得。
He just used the love that is of friendship, asking Peter.
彼得他听懂了。
And Peter understood.
哦，他知道耶稣。要他明白。
He understand that Lord Jesus Christ wanted him to understand.
哦，他没有办法用神爱人那种无私的圣爱来回报耶稣啊。
It is impossible for him to love, the Lord with that kind of agape love that Lord Jesus Christ has shown him.
只能够用人与人之间那个有爱、有程度的爱来爱。来爱神，来爱耶稣。
He will only be able to love God or the Lord with the human love that is available on earth.
哦，这也是彼得为什么会忧愁的原因呢
？This is also why Peter grew weary at that time.
因为他知道他做不到。
Because he understood that he could not do it.
但这却是神的标准。
But this is yet the standard of God.
神要服侍他的人，要拥有他爱世人那种圣爱。无条件爱到底的爱。
God wants to those that serve Him to have the same kind of love as He had, that sacrificial love, the love without any conditions.
哦，才能够来服侍神，才能够来敬拜神哦。
And only then, with that love, can we come to serve Him, can we come to worship Him.
哦，所以这个也是神对我们今天的要求。
Therefore, this is also a request that God has for all of us.
爱神。必须要胜过爱自己。
To love God, we have to love God beyond we love ourselves.
要没有自己。
We have to love to the point when there's no more self.
才能够真正的爱神。
Can we only then truly be loving God?
哦，才能够真正来敬拜跟服侍神。
Can we then come to serve and to worship Him?
哦，所以我们从这个律法师的回答，也是主耶稣所认可的。好，这个爱神跟爱人的次序跟程度，我们可以做思考。
And so from what the expert of law he has answered and what Lord Jesus Christ has confirmed, we can think about the sequence or the order of love and also the level of love.
我们今天爱神吗
？Today, do we love God?
我们今天爱人吗
？Do we love our brothers and sisters?
再来
，further。
我们看回路加福音的十章哦。
Turn back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
好，29节。
Verse 29.
29节这里说啊，那一位要试探主耶稣的律法师，眼见了他的计谋被主给拆穿了。
And so this expert of law, he could see that his bad intention has been saw through by the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，于是啊，在这个要显明自己有理的情况之下，又接着提问。
So in order to justify himself, he continued to raise questions.
哦，谁是我的邻舍
？So then, who is my neighbor?
哦，你告诉我啊。
So you tell me.
好、哦，好让我去贯彻爱邻舍如同爱自己啊的道理。
So that I can truly practice the love of loving neighbors as myself.
哦，所以就引发了主耶稣接下来所说的这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And so then Jesus Christ made a parable of the good Samaritan.
哦，圣经在这里说到这个律法师为要显明自己有理。
And so the Bible especially mentioned that this expert of law wants to justify himself.
哦。那这个要显明自己有理的心态，也经常普遍存在在我们的心中。
And so this kind of attitude to justify ourselves is also often exists in our heart.
哦，要显明自己有理的心态，也经常会让我们陷入自以为是、自以为意当中。
And so this attitude to justify ourselves will cause us to feel self-righteous and we want to justify our actions.
哦，甚至会导致陷入到不服神的意的败坏里头。
And even to the point that we will disobey the will of God in order to justify ourselves.
今天呢、啊，有人说在教会里头啊，就是存在着太多要显明自己有理的人。
There are many people who say in the church, there are so many people they want to justify themselves, who exist in the church.
好、哦，于是啊，哦，曲解真理。
Therefore, they would bend the truth.
好、哦，来为自己的软弱，为自己的错误来辩解。
They will try to cover up their own mistakes and or try to explain off for their actions.
来找台阶下。
So that they may have a way out.
哦，啊，我们都是人嘛，人都软弱嘛。
And so that we are all human beings, and all human beings are weak.
我们不是神嘛。
We are not God.
效法耶稣不等于是耶稣啦。
To imitate Jesus doesn't mean that we are the Lord Himself.
哦，啊，都是魔鬼害的啦。
It is all caused by Satan himself.
哦，魔鬼太厉害了。
Satan is quite powerful.
哦，你看那、啊、魔鬼厉害到说主耶稣要亲自出马哦，跟他同归于尽，钉十字架才能够胜过。那我们是什么东西呀、
啊、？When we say that Satan is so powerful that the Lord Jesus Christ is to die on the cross, to go against his plan. So who are we?
哦，我们怎么能够胜过魔鬼呢
？How can we overcome the Satan?
哦，所以犯罪是理所当然的嘛。
So of course, we will have mistakes.
啊，软弱是有道理的啦。
And if we have weaknesses, that is rightly so.
哦，这个就是曲解真理来配合自己哦，来体贴自己。
This is called bending the truth, to accommodate ourselves.
哦，那另外一种要显明自己有理呀、啊。
And so the other hand, if we try to justify ourselves,
哦，就变成啊，哦，自以为是、自以为意来审判别人。
Many times we think that we are rightly so, that we are the correct side. In that fashion, we'll judge the others.
来伤害别人。
And then we will hurt and harm other people.
你看，聚会时间到了，还这么多人迟到。
Just look at the time. It is already time for service. There's only people who are late.
哦，我最好。
And I'm the best.
我都要提早到哎。
I will come several minutes earlier.
哦，就好像那个法利赛人上圣殿的祷告。
Just as the Pharisee as he went up to the temple to pray.
神啊，你看我多棒啊。
Lord, look at me. I'm so good.
哦，我都遵守道理、啊。
I have obeyed all of your teachings.
我没有勒索，没有不义，没有犯奸淫。
I did not try to deceive others. Did not commit adultery or other wrongs.
哦，我一个礼拜还禁食祷告两次。
And in a week, I will fast two times.
哦，还有啊，我都有奉献十分之一。
And further, I also offer tithes.
我啊，更不像那一些人。
I'm not like the other people.
那个税吏,
especially that tax collector.
今天呢，有时候在我们心中也充满这种自义啊。
And many times in our heart, we have this self-righteousness.
不晓得说这个原本就是我们应该做的。
We did not know that we are supposed to do what we ought to do anyway.
也是借着神的帮助，圣灵的带领，我们才做得到了。
Really, it is by the help of the Holy Spirit that we are able to do the things we do.
我们去。 把这个神给我们的恩典拿来做审判人、伤害人的工具。
And yet, we use this grace and we see from God as a means to harm and judge the other people.
这个都已经陷入到败坏里头了。
And so, all of these will cause us to enter into corruption.
所以在指责别人的时候，怒气填膺啊。
And so, as we try to point out the mistakes of other people, we grew very angry.
我这个是易怒。
And this is a righteous anger.
雅各书1章20节说, 人的怒气不能成就神的义耶。
But in James chapter 1, verse 20 tells us, the anger of men cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
哥林多前书的8章1节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
知识叫人自高自大。
Knowledge will puff us up.
唯有爱心才能造就人啊。
But only love can edify.
所以无论是知识也好，无论是智义也好。
So it doesn't matter if it is knowledge or if it is because of our self-righteousness.
同样的都陷入到败坏里面。
It may lead us into these corruptions.
所以这个要显明自己有理的态度。
So this kind of attitude try to justify ourselves.
实在是不可取啊。
That's something we cannot imitate.
我们再来看。
Let us read further.
我们经常会被问到。
And oftentimes, we may be asked of this question.
也是经常拿来做解释的。
And often we will use this as an explanation.
就是大卫犯罪的这件事情。
That is the event of when David, King David, when he sinned.
大卫犯罪蒙神赦免。
David, when he sinned, he was forgiven.
所以经常就让人拿来作为勉励人悔改。
And often it is an example when we would use, try to encourage other people to repent.
特别是已经信主的人后来又犯罪。
Especially those people who are believers and yet they sinned.
我们经常会用大卫来做一个例子。
We often use David as an example.
来勉励人悔改回头。
To encourage people to return or to repent of their wrongdoings.
但是我们在讲大卫这个例子的时候。
But as we are talking about this example of David.
我们很少会谈到大卫受的刑罚跟他所付出的代价。
Very often we neglect to mention the price and the punishment David has received afterwards.
那个长房四倍，那个刀剑不离家的痛苦。
That he had to repay four times, and that the blood and the sword will never depart from his house.
为什么我们不谈这些？
Why do we not talk about all these other things?
因为我们认为说这样一谈的话。 好像有违神的慈爱啊。
If we thought that if we talk about them, it is against the mercy of God.
会让人望而生畏啊，甚至放弃信仰。
You would let other people grew so fearsome that they would just probably give up their faith.
所以我们尽量只谈神的慈爱的一面。
So oftentimes we talked about the merciful side of God.
少谈神的公义的这一部分。
And rarely do we talk about the righteousness and the justice of God.
罪人是不是需要再度回到主的怀抱里头？
Should a sinner return back to the arms of God?
是不是应该再回到教会来？
Should they return once again into the church?
答案当然是肯定的。
Of course, the answer is affirmative.
但是如果我们只是一味地强调主的慈爱。
However, if we only emphasize upon the mercy of God.
却没有提到刑罚的可怕，神的公义。
And we do not mention about the fearsome punishments and the justice of God.
那这样又怎么能够凸显出神的慈爱？
And how will we be able to show the mercy of God?
因为神的慈爱就是在神的公义之下才更显得宝贵。
Because the mercy of God can be shown even further more precious under the justice of God.
才更值得罪人欢心跟庆幸。
Only understanding that will cause the sinners to rejoice and to want to return.
哦，大卫在诗篇的三十二篇第一节那里说
，In Psalm number 32, verse 1, David said,
说得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
One who is been forgiven and that sin has been covered, this person is a blessed person.
哦，第二节那边又说
，And in verse 2, it further says,
凡心里没有诡诈，神不算为有罪的，这个人是有福的。
And blessed are those whose heart is not deceitful and those who God counts as righteous.
哦，所以凡是因着一时的软弱得罪神的人
，So those who are due to the moment of weakness and they sin against God.
哦，回到教会来
，and as they return back to the church,
在态度上应该是谦卑的。
In terms of their attitude, they need to be humble.
哦，这个也是罪人悔罪应有的表现。
This is the actions that should be shown by those sinners who are repenting.
哦，如同大卫为罪忧伤痛悔。
Just as King David, he repented and was greatly sorrowed by his sins.
哦，但是绝对不可以有那种无所谓、不在乎，甚至不认错。
So we cannot have the attitude of I don't care, it doesn't matter, or don't even confess our sins.
哦，尤其呀，如果再得到圣灵了。
And especially if that person received the Holy Spirit once again,
哦，蒙神再度的接纳。
If they're accepted by the Lord once again,
哦，更应该是彻底的谦卑。
They have to be humble themselves even further.
哦，想要在教会里头借着服事来报答神的大恩大爱。
And that through the opportunity or service, they would try to repay the love of God.
哦，应该是认主差派。
They would be willing to accept any work that the Lord wants to give them.
听从教会派给我们任何的工作。
They will be obedient to whatever work that the church has assigned to them.
哦，绝对不可以说，神都接纳我吧，你们为什么排挤我？
They should not say that even God has accepted me. Why have you not accepted me?
哦，为什么不让我做这个做那个
？Why would you not allow me to do this or do that?
用这样的态度要来挑选圣工。
With this kind of attitude, they try to select certain type of work.
哦，这个就不是谦卑的表现，更不是悔改的表现。
So this would not be the action of someone who has repented or who is humble.
哦。每一个人，每一个哦，这个同龄的失落
，and so every lost member in the church，
哦，背后啊，总是有许多不为人知的无奈跟软弱在里面。
Behind their loss, there's a lot of weaknesses and a lot of unknown mistakes. Perhaps they have committed.
哦，他为什么嫁娶未信主的？
Why did that person marry someone who is not a believer?
哦，他为什么又得罪神离开教会？
Why did they sin against God? Or why did they leave the church?
哦，这个很复杂，也有很多的软弱跟无奈在里面。
Very complicated, and there are many unspoken things that we cannot comprehend.
哦，这都是教会的损失跟伤痛。
And all these would be the loss of the church, and it is something that we feel sad about.
哦，所以教会的弟兄姐妹应该用爱心互相接纳包容。
Therefore, the brothers and sisters in the church, we have to bear each other with love and kindness.
哦，绝对不可以在人的伤口上撒盐，惹主愤怒。
We should not put more salt on top of the wound, to cause the anger from our Lord.
用神给我们的祝福跟恩典拿来作为伤害人、审判人的工具。
We should not use the grace that God has given us as a tool to judge other people or to hurt the other people.
哦，这是神不喜悦的。
This is something that God will find very displeasing.
哦，所以加拉太书六章一节那边说。
So in Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
说若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
And that if someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him, but we need to be watch ourselves, lest we be tempted.
好，第二节也说啊，你们个人的重担要互相担当， 如此就完成了基督的律法。
And verse 2 tells us we need to carry each other's burden in this way, we will fulfill the law of Christ.
所以当我们再度拿这个大卫的悔改的例子来做勉励的时候啊。
So as we once again try to use the repentance of David as an encouragement,
我们也应当要小心。
We ought to be careful.
免得啊我们又落入到那种律法主义里头。
So that we will not be falling into that kind of self-justification.
或者是啊我们落入到没有真正拥有那个悔改的心与我们所得的恩相称。那个结局啊。
Or into the result of not having a heart that matches the mercy of repent of our that matches the repent or of our repentance.
好，那当我们回到教会来
，So as we return to the church，
好，我们借着侍奉要来报答神的恩典。
If we want to serve God, and repay God's love through service，
报答他。大爱
If we want to repay the love of God,
所以我们经常会在圣工、在服事上我们很积极的投入跟参与。
We will become very active in terms of serving God.
那我们也要小心。
And at that moment, we need to be careful.
在利未记第十章那里
，In the book of Leviticus, chapter 10,
一到三节记载这个亚伦的两个儿子献燔火的事情。
From verse 1 to verse 3 talks about the sons of Aaron, they offer the fire.
被神击打烧死了。
That they were struck by God and they were killed.
原因是什么？
What is the reason?
我们来看一下
Let us turn to this.
利未记的十章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10.
十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户各拿自己的香炉盛上火加上香在神面前献上燔火是神没有吩咐他们的第二节
Verse 2
就有火从神面前出来把他们烧灭他们就死在神的面前第三节
Verse 3
于是摩西对亚伦说这就是神所说我在亲近我的人中要显为圣在众民面前我要得荣耀亚伦就默默不言在这里我们看到亚伦的两个儿子因为献上燔火而死
And here the two sons of Aaron because they offer unauthorized fire before the Lord and they were dead
原因是神没有吩咐他们这么做
And the reason was because God did not tell them to do this
他们并没有在人的面前显神为圣让神得尊荣
And that they did not glorify God in before everyone else that God may be honored
那另外在出埃及记
And further in Exodus
30章37跟38两节里头
Chapter 30 verses 37 and 38
谈到这个做圣香
Talk about making the incense.
那边谈到说，你们不可以按这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣归神。三十八节说，凡做香和这香一样为要闻香味的，这人要从民中剪除。
And so they should not make incense with this kind of with this formula.Smell the sweet aroma for themselves, and those who do this will be cut off from his people.
今天在教会里面
And so in the church today,
在服事当中
as we try to serve each other,
举凡用人的条件
if we utilize the criteria of men,
还有原则
if we use the principle of men,
都应当照神的吩咐
these criteria and principles has to be according to the instruction of God.
为的就是要尊神为圣。
The reason is that we want to honor God.
为的就是要让神得荣耀。
The reason is to glorify God.
所以不可以用人的方法。
So we cannot utilize the way of man.
因人设事，因人废事，量身打造，降低真理的标准。
That we establish something for a special person or neglect something for a special person defile the truth.
这个都是干犯神的圣洁跟荣耀。
So this is defiling the holiness and the truthfulness of God.
曾经有弟兄姐妹说。
And there once some brother and sister would say this.
在教会的服事当中，存在这个高贵的圣工跟卑贱的圣工的这样的观念。
There's this distinction in serving the Lord, like having something that is of high value and then something that is of low stature.
什么是高贵的圣工?
So what is of the high value holy work?
就是在教会当领导的。
That is those who are to be leaders in the church.
出风头站讲台的。
And those who are standing in front of the pulpit, those who are public facing.
这个就是高贵的圣工啊。
These would be deemed as the valuable holy work.
而那一些没有人知道的。
And yet those work that no one else knows.
肮脏辛苦的。
Those that are dirty work, those are very toilsome work.
这个扫厕所啦，厨房洗碗的啦，都是卑贱的圣工。
And that to clean the bathroom or to clean the dishes in the kitchen, all these are very lowly works.
虽然大家知道这个都是错误的。 错误的观念。
And even though everyone knows these are all incorrect concepts.
但是仍然难免俗套。
But still, a lot of times we will use them.
有时候我们看到有些弟兄姐妹争取一些服事的工作。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters, they will try to fight for a certain type of holy work.
就像刚刚谈到说这些回头悔改的弟兄姐妹。
Just as the brothers and sisters who was lost and now that they have returned.
想要借着服事来报答神。
Though they want to repay the Lord's love by serving God.
所以就提到总会在问说，他们能做什么工作？
So they try to raise the question in the GA, try to ask, what kind of work can they do?
能不能当老师？
Can it be RE teachers?
能不能当教会的负责人？
Can it be council members?
能不能安立成为长职？
Can it become ministers?
小弟心里想啊。
And then I'm thinking,
如果要做圣工的话,
if we really want to do holy work,
不怕没有圣工可以做了。
You shouldn't be afraid that there will be nothing to do.
教会里头需要帮助的工作太多太多了。
For there are so many tasks in the church that requires our help.
如果我们只是很单纯的一心想要做圣工报答神, 不用怕没工作做了。
If very simply we want to do some work to repay the love of God, we should not be afraid that there will be no work to do.
怕的就是我们挑着做。
What we are afraid is that we will be selective in what we do.
挑着那所谓的高贵的圣工来做了。
And that we wanted to select the so-called valuable works.
其实如果有人想借着服事别有所图另有所求。
If through service, serving the Lord, that they have other intentions, that they have other motivations.
无论是地位也好，无论是美名也好，无论是掌声也好。
Whether it be our status or our to be praised or to be noticed.
这些都已经变成献上燔火跟异香的服事了。
And all these will become offering unauthorized fire, or that we try to burn these incense that is to smell the fragrance for ourselves.
不但不蒙神的悦纳，更是自招灾祸。
And not only these acts will not be accepted by God, they will also be punished.
会惹神愤怒的。
God will become angry at them.
所以这个也是凡立志要服侍神。 这个弟兄姐妹，我们要去深思的。
And so this is something we need to ponder about of all of us who wants to serve the Lord.
最后再来谈一个观念。
And lastly, I to share with you this concept.
在马太福音的第五章。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
五章的二十节那里说到
，In Matthew chapter 5 verse 20 it tells us，
主耶稣告诉他们的门徒
，And Jesus Christ told the disciples，
说你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
That if your righteousness cannot surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes， you cannot enter into heaven。
哦，这是主耶稣对他门徒的要求。
So this is a request the Lord Jesus Christ has for the disciples.
也是对今天我们的要求。
It is also a requirement for every one of us.
哎，要胜过文士跟法利赛人的义。
To surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes.
什么是文士跟法利赛人的义
？What are the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes？
哦，马太福音的十九章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 19,
哦，记载着啊，有一次哈，这个法利赛人来试探耶稣。
Talked about one time the Pharisees they came to test Jesus.
哦，问耶稣说啊，人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗
？They asked Lord Jesus Christ, "Can we can a husband divorce a wife for any reason?"
哦，当主耶稣告诉他们，神起初设立婚姻的目的，以及神所配合的人不可以分开的原则。
As Jesus told them the purpose of God establishing the institute of marriage and that men and a woman should not leave each other, should not be separated.
他们反问耶稣。
Then they asked the Lord further.
如果是这样的话，那摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休他？
If this is the case, then why did Moses commanded that a man can give the wife a certificate of divorce? And then he can send her away.
哦，耶稣告诉他们。
And Jesus told them.
摩西是因为你们的心硬。
Because your heart is hard.
哦，所以才许你们休妻。
And so that he permitted you to have divorce.
哦，但起初并不是这样。
But this is not the way from the beginning.
为什么摩西要准许他们休妻
？So why did Moses allow them to have divorce？
啊，但是原则就是你必须要给休书。
And that the principle is that they must be given the certificate of divorce。
哦，因为当时他们任意休妻。
Because in their time they just divorce by their own will。
哦，没有一个原则。
There is no principles。
哦，啊，所以摩西说你们要休妻。你一定要有理由啊。
And so Moses told them, if you want to have the divorce, you have to have a reason.
哦，才可以休妻啊。
Then you cannot divorce.
哦，不然不可以休妻。
Otherwise, you cannot do that.
哦，这个就是给休书休妻的由来啊。
And so this is the origin of permitting the certificate of divorce.
原本的目的啊，是要来防止人任意休妻用的。
The original intent was to prevent other people prevent the people from just having divorce without reason.
哦，但是后来却被这个法利赛人他们改变成为说休妻的方法。
And yet, I was changed by these Pharisees into a way one can have divorce.
哦，就跟这个以牙还牙、以眼还眼这一条一样哦。
And it is just like the rule of repaying a tooth for tooth and eye for an eye.
原本是要来要来防止人过度的报复。
The intent was to prevent people from overly from doing something that is what has been done.
哦，比如说啊，你打瞎我一只眼睛，我把你全家都杀掉。
For example, if you cause one of my eye to go blind, I'll kill your entire family.
哦，所以当时设立这个法律说。当人家伤了你一只眼睛，你顶多只能伤他一只眼睛，不能够过度哦。
Therefore, there is this law that if someone hurt your one eye, then at most you can only harm one of his eyes. You cannot surpass the same consequence.
哦，但是到了后来却变成拿来作为报复的理由。
But at the end, people use this as a means to have revenge.
哦，这个跟当时神立法的原意，你看差多少
？And so, if we examine this, how drastic it is from the intent of the law.
哦，所以同样的
，same thing.
哦，今天在教会还有一个现象。
In the church, there's another phenomenon.
哦，就是凡事啊，我们都要求要有 规章细则作为根据。
Many times we would like to have rules and regulations so that we can have certain basis.
只要有规章细则，就能够怎么样，或者是不怎么样。
As long as we have these rules and regulations, we can do this or not to do certain things.
啊，如果没有规章细则，我们就可以怎么样，或者是不能怎么样。
If without a certain regulation or rule, then we cannot do this or we should not do that.
如此一来呀。
If we are to follow this,
我们很容易就陷入到这个律法主义的牢笼当中。
Very easily we'll be entrapped, we'll be entrapped under the rules of law.
好，我们的信仰将会变成一种表面化的信仰。
And our faith will become a very superficial faith.
好，保罗在罗马书第三章那里说。
And so that is why Paul in the book of Romans chapter 3 he said,
凡有血气的人没有一个人因行律法能够在神面前称义。
And no one can become righteous by practicing the law of God.
因为律法本是叫人知罪的。
For the purpose of law is to allow people to know what is sin.
这是律法的功能。
This is the effectiveness of law.
却不能够叫人不犯罪。
But it could not tell people not to sin.
因为啊，纵使有千万条的律法，
even if there's thousands of rules of law,
哦，只要人的那个哦，这个罪性不除的话，
if people's inner the sinfulness within nature within a person is not removed,
千万条的律法也约束不了人犯罪的心呢。
Even then, there's thousands of regulations. People will still sin.
哦，所以主耶稣昔日要门徒要胜过文士跟法利赛人的义。
Therefore, Jesus Christ wants the disciples to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
也就是说，要门徒们超越文士、法利赛人他们对律法啊、哦、这个规条的一个标准。
哦、That is to surpass the understanding of the Pharisees and scribes level of understanding about law.
要以基督的心为心。
They need to understand the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
要追求圣洁。
They need to pursue after holiness.
要做世人的榜样。
They need to become examples of the people.
要为盐为光。
They need to become salt and light of the world.
要让人看出基督信仰的价值来。
They need to allow people to see and witness the value of a Christian.
哦，所以今天在教会里头服事的人
，Therefore today of those of us who serve in the church，
担任这个带领服事工作的人
，And those of us who has taken up the role of leadership，
哦，更应当以这个高标准来做自我的要求跟约束。
We have to utilize these higher level of standard as our self-constraint and self-control.
做信徒以及后备工人的榜样。
We had to become the examples of the members and or of the worker that is to follow us.
哦，不要因为我们个人的软弱。
We should not be due to our own weaknesses.
哦，让人轻看了神所托付我们的职分。
Cause other people to despise the work that God has entrusted to us.
来羞辱主的名。
And in that fashion, then we would not glorify the name of God.
哦，更不能影响到信徒对神敬拜的心呢。
If that were the case, we'll not be able to lead the members to worship God.
哦，如同这个以利哦，他的两个儿子哦，何弗尼跟菲尼哈，让人厌弃来向神献祭。
It would be that if that were the case, it would be like the Eli's two sons, who caused the people. The people would not want to offer sacrifice.
哦，所以我们弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
哦，我们呢、啊，应当用心灵、用诚实来敬拜神。
We should come to worship God in spirit and in truth.
无论是心灵也好
，Does not matter whether it is in our spirit.
哦，诚实也好
，or whether it be the truth.
都是内在生命的进化跟更新呢、啊。
It is.The inner renewal within the life within us.
也是我们属灵景况的面对。
It is also a way that we face our spiritual life.
这是神对于敬拜他的人最基本起码的要求。
This is the most fundamental request the Lord has to those who come to worship him.
同样的, 我们也应当用心灵跟诚实来服侍神。
And likewise, we have to serve God in spirit and in truth.
所以无论是敬拜也好, 服侍也好,
so whether it be our service or our worship,
对象永远是神。
Our object of our service and worship should always be God.
神对于敬拜他跟服侍他的人,
and God towards those who serve him and those who worship him,
都有着同样的期许跟要求。
He will have the same kind of expectation and requirements.
我们求神帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
让我们都能够用心灵诚实敬拜跟服侍。
So that we can serve him and worship him in spirit and in truth.
因为时间的关系, 我们就直接, 来祷告。
And due to time, that we will just kneel down and pray.
我们同心归下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
奉。